Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Praise God. Now, this is the first Sunday of the year 2024. And if the first is gotten right, everything else will be gotten right. Amen. So I want us to pay very keen attention this morning. Let's turn our Bibles, please. The book of Psalms. The book of Psalms 100. Psalms 100. If you are there, say amen. I start the reading from verse 1. Now the Bible begins with something very amazing. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Maybe Abuja is not part of the land. Okay, so I caught you there. The word make there is the word bara. That describes that the kind of noise you are to make is something that you probably have not heard before. As a matter of fact, the root word there is the word invent. We have exhausted. Yay. Ooh. Are you not tired? Hey. Okay. Let's test our creativity. It's coming. It's coming, it's much more. No, some laughter will provoke your laughter. Okay, let's bara something this morning. Correct. We are getting there. You know, there's something about joy. When you are joyful, you are always inspired. Nobody is as inspired like the person who has just dropped in their hemp. He believes everything is possible. When you tell him, you become a billionaire to say, ah, why not? I mean, if you have been there before, you know what I'm talking about. Well, let's pretend. But there's something we get high on that no substance can take men there. And it's the Holy Ghost. Hey! Is the Spirit of God on our inside. Yeah. When this Spirit is moving, we sing hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs. You dance without a drum. Okay? When you are joyful, you don't have to be told to show it. You manifest it. Let me give us 30 seconds to rejoice. Hey! You better break the look, some of you are still seated. Break the chain and rejoice this morning. Hey! Come on, rejoice! Come on, rejoice! Come on, rejoice! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Now, please be seated. Let me show you something in the Bible. Many of the names we call God are actually product of the encounters of different individuals. As God reveals himself to you, a new name is birthed. But there were instances in the Bible that it was God saying, this is what you should call me. I want to show you one of those instances. The book of Exodus, chapter number 34. The story really began from Exodus 33. When Moses was telling God, I will not go unless you show me your glory. I can't lead this great nation. How many of you are saying, God, I'm not ready to proceed this year unless I see your presence? I'm not going to go anywhere. And God said, now that you have decided to see my glory. So in Exodus 34, something happened. Let me jump for the sake of time. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. And proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now Moses was standing. The Bible said the Lord descended. Okay? And proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by. Now I have experiences of what it means to descend, for the Lord to descend. Let me tell you something you've not heard from me before. Before our ministry started in Abuja last year, one of the first things I did was to travel down. Didn't preach, didn't do anything. Just prayed for some days. Just prayed, just come down to pray. And when we started, I think just in the early part of it last year, it got to a point I started seeing symptoms in my body that I've never read of medically before. It's terrible symptoms. When we broadcast our morning prayers, many people didn't know that it was taking me sometimes over 4 hours to record an hour of prayer. So I couldn't go live because people would know something was wrong. And one of those days I called my wife. I said, okay, now I have to go to the hospital. Yeah, my wife knows that this man doesn't talk like this. So she said, okay, we have to go now. And as we're about stepping out, I said, hold on. I didn't send myself here. My PPA is not hospital. So let me ask the one who sent me. I am going to the hospital. Are you aware? So I said, my wife, give me time. So I requested for a chair. So I sat down in our compound. And I said, God, you sent me here to preach and to raise you an army. Now I have to go to the hospital. Should I go? As I asked that question, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw what looked like a descent of a strong angel. It was like a bullet landed and hit the ground. That was all I just saw, like a flash. I told my wife, I'm not going anywhere again. The Lord is here. All the symptoms, 100%, they were still there. Nothing changed. I said, he has responded. I mean, I didn't come here on my own. So I went to bed that night. Still feeling the symptoms. Around 2:01, they said, somebody wants to see you downstairs. I said, who? It was Oropo. I said, bro, Rafa, don't come this time of the night. But I just knew I have to see you. But I said, this is what is happening. We joined our hands, agreed as brothers. Because I'm sharing this story. Because part of the things God will use for you is strategic relationships. Alright? So we put our hands together and pray. I woke up feeling like a newborn baby. All symptoms gone. When God descends, he brings his own protocol. There is a dimension of the anointing where you are not limited by the atmosphere of where you are ministering, because now you move with your own wave. When God moves, the host of heaven follow him. So God descended there. Let's continue that scripture. Are you with me? The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Who is proclaiming the name? The Lord himself. Whatever it was God said that day, we are going to chant it prophetically this morning. Are you with me? Say yes if you are with me.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord passed by. This scripture is one of the most amazing scripture. Come, look at this. The Lord descended in the cloud. The Lord stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord stood with him. Then the Lord passed by him and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord, okay, look at what he said. Look at the name. And proclaimed the Lord. Even the Lord said his name is the Lord. The Lord God. Merciful and gracious. Long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Can we chant this together? Say after me, the Lord.
The Lord.
Hi. Look at our numbers. We need to roar this in a way that the grounds will shake. When I call a name, before you call it, you stamp your feet on the ground. Are you there? No, sit down. Don't worry. Sit down. Say it again. The Lord.
The Lord.
One more time. The Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord God.
The Lord God.
Merciful.
Merciful.
And gracious.
And gracious.
And abundant.
And abundant.
In goodness and truth.
In goodness and truth.
The Lord. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord!
The Lord!
The Lord God!
The Lord God!
Merciful!
Merciful!
And gracious!
And abundant!
In goodness and truth!
The Lord!
The Lord God!
Merciful
and gracious!
And
abundant in goodness and truth! Now give me sounds. This is a prophetic house. The Lord is going ahead of us as a mighty, terrible one. When Israel went out of Egypt, give us that scripture, Psalms 114. And the house of Jacob and people of a strange language. The Lord was his sanctuary. And look at it. Can you give me that scripture? Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Yes. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. Yes. What hails you, thou sea that you fled, thou Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains that you skip like rams, O little hills like lambs, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water. When the Lord goes ahead, obstacles melt. See, when we do these things, you have to, and it's part of the things I'm going to teach you this morning, you have to know that we are not just talking, we are generating power. Are you with me? Who is ready this morning? Raise the sound for me. His name is the Lord!
The Lord
God! Merciful and gracious! And abundant in goodness and truth! His name. Look at what David said about this name in Psalms 18. You know, I am so aware of the protocols of the Spirit around my life, and I want to bring you to that awareness. Look at what it says. Psalms 18 from verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me in my distress. You see, as long as we can call the Lord, it didn't change the fact that he said he was in distress. In my distress, I called upon who? Somebody say it again. The Lord.
The Lord.
Who did he call in his distress?
The Lord.
You know why? He's the Lord over everything. He's the master over the storm.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook. When it shows up, there's earthquake and trembled. And the foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaken because he was wrought. Then went up smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherubs and did fly. Yea, he fly upon the wings of the wind. This is the God we are calling. When he shows up, the new protocol. Let me tell you something. This year you are going to win without fighting. There's a level you get to that you don't have to fight. You just praise him. I was with Bishop Wale Oke in his office, and he shared a story with me. He said, son, there was a time when hell was let loose against me. He said he started over 100 days of fasting. The one of those nights, he began to praise God in his compound. Began to praise God at night in his compound. Then suddenly he discovered that a man was standing there. He just discovered. And the man called him by his traditional name that nobody calls him by. And said, come. And he said to him, I will say it the way he said it, then I will interpret. He said, Iwosha majo kyo mayo. You dance and rejoice. I will make your enemies barren of good things. When we come before the Lord and we are dancing, does it look like a small thing to you that the one who made the heavens and the earth have chosen that he will be honored in our praise? I can tell you stories. God fighting without you fighting? Let me share one with you in case you doubt. Our ministry is a very calm one, but right from campus days, it's quite disruptive in the sense that it upset the norms. So one of those days, as the campus president, fellowship president of the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship, I had a mini crusade. And part of those who came to give their life to Christ, I didn't know. It's not my fault. Not like if I know, I would do anything about it. Was the girlfriend of the capon, or the head of the cult group. And I graciously led her to Christ. And in fact, got her baptized in the Holy Ghost immediately. So she went there, and she knew from the meeting she was going to break the relationship. So she went and reached out to him. I say, I'm done. Then you are done with who? Then his boys brought him news that there's one pastor now that he's following. I say, yeah. So he sent four of his people to come and carry me during the service. Imagine preaching now. And some boys just came. Nakali, come. Just keep, and you know, if you drag a person by the hand, he's still quite on. They dragged me by the trouser. You know, when people, if you say nothing can be more dehumanizing than to, and they drag me like that, and come down, you fool, mumu, you think they'll be passed, and they drag me like that. And you know what members did? They could only watch. And you know, our church was on the building street then. Then I was not, it's not Sphere of Life Church, because I was pastoring under a ministry. But I was hearing some people saying, no pastor, this thing is small, right? And the boy surrounded. I say, you think, say, now only Sabi preach this today, you go collect. Ha, collect what? And while they were talking, two amongst them were flashing their gun. Please, no, we didn't come here to joke. I mean, these are people that killed. Something happened though.
something that made me slap myself. Am I fool? I can't tell from where. I just couldn't stop laughing. You know? So, I kept saying, because normal, see, I'm not going to tell you. I'm telling you the fact. I was afraid. And that's the default thing to do is that I will beg. Oh boy, calm down. A man like you, I be now. We'll speak to pigeon. I'll beg you. Normal. You free me. I'll tell you guys. That girl, I know if you collect the life, you don't give Jesus more. We'll negotiate. But, you know, this Holy Spirit, I just started laughing. You know, the laughter. I wanted to cooperate because nothing is funny. These guys are with a gun. Steaming it, it was coming. And one of them was looking at me. Said, why are you there? You just say with a joke. I want to stop laughing. Then the guy started pushing my chest. Then he said something very strange. He said, stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. Then the cultist said, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Who should rebuke who? Honest truth. I shall rebuke you. I was this too. Before my very eyes, the boy that was pushing my chest, that particular one, broke out in tongues. Kabaya, kaya, yay! Go, go, go. Let me tell you, all those four boys that came that day, they are now preaching the same gospel. Yeah. All of them. I know you have heard me teach, but there's power. And when God shows up, he fights for you without you even having to do anything. It takes charge. The one who fights for a person, the one he's fighting for becomes afraid. That God, I didn't say you should do up to this. Somebody was going to attack me. I faced issues. Held a knife. Was rushing towards where I was. Just tell me how this makes sense. You know the knob of doors? The knob of doors. Eh? As fellow was coming, the knob entered the hand and came out on the other side. How? That was when I now saw what the person was coming with. When we call upon God, we are not calling on lying vanity. The God that we call is real. Can you call his name again? Say, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Okay. That may look far away. Now, say it after me. You are my God.
You are my God.
My defender.
My defender.
Me. My defender. Imagine that the most powerful force in the universe is my daddy. The most powerful force. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Please be seated. I just sense to say, this year, God will fight for you, and you will hold your peace.
Amen.
You didn't say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
God will fight for you.
Amen.
You will hold your peace. You will know what it means for God to defend a person. Don't worry. Don't get into a fight. Don't get into argument. The fruit you will bear this year will defend you. It will vindicate you. You have been lied against. People have said, we'll watch you and see how you will make it alive. I don't even know. Maybe there's somebody who even came to this church and somebody promised you that you are going to regret. Not lie. Who is it that says it when God has not said it? Not lie. In fact, anything you do that the devil did not fight is not correct. One of the signs that you are in God's will is that it will be challenged, be contested. Say it again, he is the Lord. I want to give us a very important plea this year. that we should praise God more. Personally, if the media can help me project Jeremiah 30 verse 19, I'd love us to really look at that scripture. That's my plea this year. That's my plea. I will praise God more. Praise Him more. Look at it. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them who make merry. When thanksgiving and the voice of merriment comes out, what is the next thing? I will multiply you. You will not diminish. Can you give us in King James? I will also glorify them. They shall not be more. What is the secret? Thanksgiving. What did Jesus do to feed the multitude with bread and fishes? He gave thanks. It's not by shouting, "Oh Lord, more." Minister to Him first. We must learn that this year. Is that okay now? Minister to Him first. Oh God, I have come in 3 days fasting and prayer. What do you want? Just to say thank you. Ah, I will give even to the ends of the earth. Now, what did Esther do? She went to the king at the time that you don't go to see the king. That's when the strategies of war have been formulated. And the king has married from different regions. Even not the queen is allowed to see that time. And she broke the protocol. She could be killed. And the king said, "What do you want?" Said, "I have prepared a meal for my lord." "You risked your life so I can eat." "Ah, Yahweh, what do you want?" There is a reason why God seeks worshiper. Everybody asks Him, "Give me, give me, give me." It is only a worshiper that says, "I've come to give you. I've come to give you praise." So this year, praise God more than you have ever done. You are a true worshiper if you can continue when God alone is your only audience. Even when you are alone in that room with God, do it. Roll on the floor. Dance. This year, no grief or discouragement. Go forward regardless. And be careful of people planted around you who consistently bring you down. Be careful. Let me say this to you. It is a sign of poor esteem if you stay around your abusers. Something is wrong with your mind. Don't hang around people who have no revelation of you. If you have to explain who you are a billion times, they are not your friends. And some people bring you down at the expense of their own image, so that as they now project themselves more. Very important. Don't allow it. Watch out for discouragement. Many of you have written things you want to do this year. This is January. Are you still motivated? Are you still motivated? Just to let you know that different things will happen into the year. There's somebody seated somewhere who is in a happy relationship. They may serve you breakfast. Make sure you... No, it's the truth. Is it? If no, is it truth? Let me tell you ahead. They may. I'm not saying you should go home and go and prepare your breakfast yourself. But just make sure you prepare your heart like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I praise God. Aha. So if somebody is not happy now and dancing and dancing, then my wedding is in May. Hey, chiki chiki chiki. April. They give you pick four. You know what pick four is? General market. Pick two. From breakup is pick X. We don't know the number of years. In the midst of it, God is still faithful. Some people have picked their own four. They're counting down. They don't know it's X. Some people, we pick. I'm not saying that it must happen. But for some, it's not going to happen. We get to a point where our motivation for praising God is not in the physical things we see. Are you with me? Our motivation. Regardless of the situation, are we that? I have one of my big daddies. I love the man. The man called us one time. He said, "Let me talk to you people as a family." He said, "The day I ever become sick to the point that I cannot eat again, they don't spend money. Go and buy coffee." He said, "Because no matter what is happening in this life, it's food first." And the man proved it.
He will be sick to the point that they have to carry him. The moment he hears the aroma, he will be healed till he's done eating. Let me tell you, Ito, that's how many years ago we erected a structure. The week we're supposed to move inside, the structure collapsed. The week we spent millions of naira. I'm telling you, millions of naira. In fact, when we calculated what went down then, we are about close to about 50 something million naira. I got home, took my food, I ate. That's right. I had a meeting, I did my meeting online, did my prayers with my wife, went to sleep. Following morning after devotion, I said to her, "Oh, babe, just to let you know that the building crashed." "What are you?" I said, "Just to let you know the building." "Are you whining me? Because I used to whine my wife." "My wife, I whine her a lot. She's online. You whine her. She will be rolling on the floor and be laughing. You think maybe I'm just reading King James? Thou art fairest amongst men." So, and she made calls. "Is it true? That you came home like that?" "Yes. At famine and destruction, thou shalt have." That was what Job said. Regardless, make sure your mom, because listen to what I'm saying. When the devil was going to test Job, the devil told God, he said, "Listen, the reason why Job is serving you is because you have made an hedge around him. There is everything you are." He said, "That's the reason why." He said, "If all these things to be taken down, he will deny you." God said, "Go and touch them." And the devil touched everything. And Job's confession was, "Though he slay me, yet will I still praise him." You must make sure that the things that are the yardstick of your praise are not physical. And I tell people, and I say this before God, I'm saying this because he can test me even now. There is nothing I have that is an asset outside his presence. Nothing. Get a car. Doesn't change my mood. Thank God it will make the work easier. But it's not. It's not the basis for my esteem. It is a tool for the work. But the devil knows that the only way I can tamper this individual is to touch their relationship with this God. Said, "My God is more than the things I have. More than the material thing." Now, we must be able to tell ourselves this uncomfortable truth as believers. He is beyond all those things. He is. And no matter what the situation is, I will praise him. Is anybody saying that? Say, no matter what the situation is, I will praise him. I want to beg you specially. And I want to please request that this year, you serve God more. Is anybody saying, "I will serve God more"? Let me show you a scripture. I want to show you something. First Corinthians. Chapter number 3. Let me start reading from verse 1 for contextual understanding. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes. I fed you with milk and not meat, for it that you were not able to bear it. Neither yet are ye able." So he said, when I gave you milk, you couldn't take it. Even now, you are still not able to take it. Look at what he says.
He said, neither yet are ye able. Verse 3 now. He said, for ye are yet carnal. Whereas there is amongst you envy and strife and divisions. Are ye not carnal and walk as men? For one said, I'm of Paul. Another said, I'm of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed. And even as the Lord gave to every man. This word touched me when I read that scripture. That Paul and Apollos, they are ministers by whom you believe. That's what Paul was saying. This is the testimony of our lives. That some people have come to know God better because of our existence. What God wants to give you is not just a good marriage. What God wants to give you is not just a good job. It's not just a good health. God wants to make you co-laborers. The reason why he never killed you when you accepted Jesus is because you have a work. You have a work. And by the end of the year, the sum total of the things that brings you joy should not just be that you earn more this year, you got better contract this year, but that there are people who are in a better shape because of the grace of God that is coming through your life. You know, I struggle to just go anywhere. Even at the airport, sometimes meet people and they break down in tears. I say, you have no idea of how you have blessed my life. You have no idea. I won't mention names. I was at the airport yesterday, coming from Lagos, and I got to the lounge. And I met one of Nigerian presidential aspirants in this last one. And I didn't want to disturb, just want to just enjoy yourself. She walked up to me. I said, Pastor Lazarus. I said, yes. She held my hand. You have blessed me more than you can imagine. You are a blessing to me. Sometimes I meet people and they are shaking and they are crying. You have no idea what God has used you for. When we get to heaven, see millions of people running down. That one message you preached, it saved me. I was about to commit suicide, but you helped me. Can't be everywhere at the same time, but your works can spread. But do you know people may say that to Pastor Lazarus, that you're a blessing? But do you know the first time this ministry ever got a sound, it was a man from India who heard my message recorded by a phone. I said, this is too powerful for it not to be clear. You guys should go and price a sound. Many things I can afford. He sent us, I think, 250,000. Yes, now it may look small, but then it was many things. That was the first time we could get a mixer ham. Every time people get blessed, God credits it to his account too. It is not everybody who will preach, but some things will go far because of people's truth. And that's what our life is about. It's not about the things we have. This year, I want you to live your life for God more. For God more. More dedicated. Maybe you are not called to preach the gospel, but do you know you can be an intercessor? You can have a prayer project that this person has blessed me so much and I adopt you as my prayer project. You may never find out that I'm praying for you. But every blessed day, it is a covenant between me and God that you are my new prayer project. The most powerful people in this kingdom are intercessors. All our ministries is at their mercy. Intercessors. Those who go on their knees and cry out and burn incense on behalf of people who may never know. Please be seated. You know, sometimes as I pray, I tell people my primary ministry is not even teaching, it's not preaching. It's intercession. That's my primary ministry. In fact, that's where my topics are born from. That's why when I teach, I struggle to hold tears. Because I have cried before God. I'm not teaching as one who wants to make sense. There are things God is dealing with. These are real issues. These are real issues. Are you with me now? Intercession. Let me say this to you. If the devil can get you to stop praying, he has done too much to you. He has done too much to you.
The moment a person stops praying, you'll be susceptible to many things. You'll be prone to many things, many dysfunctionalities, many irregularities, many wrong stops. You'll be prone to them. The moment you can stop praying. I know some of you started the year saying, this year I want to pray better, I want to pray more, I want to do this more. All right, start. We have prayer meetings every morning, and if you look at the format, it's not give me, give me. No, it is to help you master a culture of prayer. You pray by yourself. Oh yes, you pray by yourself. So you learn it. I'm going to pray. When you stay around those who are born, and you're born, you will. See, there's many of the things we struggle with as believers. There are principles that if we understand the principles, we will not struggle. Are you with me now? We will not struggle. I don't have to struggle about everything. I'm struggling about the world. I'm struggling. No. Are you with me now? How many of you will serve God more this year? You will live as a Christian more this year. People will look at your life and want to love Jesus more this year. Amen. Amen. People will love Jesus because of you this year. They'll love him more. Serve him more. They say, if you are a Christian, I want to go to church. It means that if you are a boss at work, you will not oppress people. You will not oppress people and say, you. Yeah, I like you. If I had met you, if I met my wife, I would have married you. Not lie. And after you have now done that, you now upload, please attend my church. Hey! You will say, if this is your church, I will never come to that. Are you aware there are people that they can't go to their church because of what they have done? Oh, yes. You too, you know people that can. You say, if you go to this church, except that's the last church, and that's where rapture will take place first, then I will even think about it when that time comes. Be a good ambassador of Christ. Don't go about hurting people. Don't create problems. Number three, counsel as we journey into the year. Be contented with your role in the body of Christ. Whatever role God has allowed you to play as a silent laborer, if what you are doing is visible, be okay with it. Be okay with it. And let me say this to you. You may never know the reason why certain burdens come upon your life at certain seasons. You may never know. You may think it's just about, I can't tell. I can't tell the reason why I just can't stop praying. I can't tell the reason why every 2 a.m. I just get, the Holy Ghost just wake me up. I can't tell. You just wake up and start pressing for. No, He wants you to pray. He wants you to pray. He wants to intercede. As I spend time ministering to the Lord, it tells me, pray for Pastor Chukwu Emeka so and so and so from Ebonyi. Now intercede. I don't know the person. I may never meet the person. Pray for so and so name, so and so place. I may never know. It just brings me names. Just brings me. I may never know them. I may never minister in their church. They may never see my videos. Just brings me names. When we begin to intercede, we partner with God in being part of His emergency system. You see, and I say this not as a way to sound special, but I'm showing you that every believer can get there. One of the most difficult things for me to do is to drive. Not that I can't drive. But sometimes as people pass, I see things. I just can't stop praying. I don't know this person. Sometimes I pass and I see 6 months. And I see a number hanging. What's that? What's the devil planning in 6 months? I stand in agreement with a brother I don't know, who also doesn't know me, that we erase this. We are partnering with God in His emergency system. Pray for your children. Lay hands on them. Don't say you are not a pastor. You are a priest over your home. God has planted you there as the expression of His authority. Speak words over them. Your wife is pregnant. Lay hands on the womb. Prophesy the kind of child. This is what you will be. You will be kind. You will be gracious. You are healthy. Release words. I didn't want to serve God. I was never going to serve God. I was not interested.
always depressed. And I found a way to always look a bit happy was to attend parties. Till I became their DJ. And I walk, and they say, DJ son. I say, yo man. We'll buy trousers that we should use belts to hold it. We'll not hold it. We wear like 3 boxers and sack them across different layers. The trousers will be so I used to have one big trouser, G unit, a big trouser, with my big canvas on top. That we used to walk. As I'm walking, it got to a point in my secondary school, everybody started walking like me. When the principal catches on, I say, you are Lazarus' disciple. Me, that should be discipling nations. I wanted to be, just leave me, my life. And many times God interrupted me. My first admission medicine. I was preparing to go. Everything scattered. Everything. I wept. I cried. Oh God. We have made plans. We are going to get to school. But we are where we are today. Because God redirected the path. Listen to what I'm saying. One thing really saved me. Every night, my father will walk into the room where we are lying down. He will lay hands. As he's doing that, all of us were pressing for him to say, well, when he goes, go back. Don't go. But those prayers were like money invested in a bank. When the time came, they came to save us. My life would have been finished from part one. I was teaching mathematics tutorial on campus. So a girl started like me. I was not doing anything relating to mathematics. I just offered to take because I love math. And the girl started following me home. You follow me home and cook. No, not cook at first. Just, oh, bye-bye. Say bye-bye, Lazarus, bye-bye. Then later I started coming and making noodles. This girl will come. And one time my mom came to school, do some things. And I saw the girl coming around. I said, Pastor, say, this girl, which I said, just my friend, just a friend. They just a friend. Say, Pastor, just a friend, yes. Be careful. My mom made soup, meat on top, everything. All the hostel people had. I had just one meat left. So myself and the sister served rice and beans. I can't forget. That's the most awkward rice and beans in my life. Sat down, put the meat on top, pour stew on top like sacrifice. Sat North Pole, West Pole, or South Pole. We're eating. When it was time to eat the meat, he said, no, I said, you eat the meat. I can always buy meat. I mean, you eat the meat. Then, no, you eat the meat. I said, you eat the meat. Say, you eat the meat. You eat the meat. Okay. And finally, she got tired. And said, it's because you are not enlightened. Say, these guys that know what is happening, they will have put the meat in their mouth and passed it to our own mouth. Okay. So, I said, in the house I came from, everybody eat their meat with their mouth. So I ate my meat. I said, this one was passing. I don't know that one. True life story. All the stories I share, the people concerned are on their life. They can even come across it. Nobody can come and say, why are you? No, the true life story. She sat down and opened the laps. Foolish me. I was there saying, what's going on? My God, what's going on now? What's going on now? Why is he doing this? And she was looking at me in a strange way. Just, what should you have done if you have sense? Flee. I didn't have sense. I sat down. What's going on? My God, what's he trying to do now? What was he trying to do? No, there are things you are doing. Even your angels run. They say, we have left you. That day, my story would have ended because of what followed. By herself, suddenly, she began to say, I can't look at you. I wasn't praying. I did not even have a prayer life as such as at that time. So this could only have been somebody praying for me. Said, I can't look at you again. I can't look at you. Your eyes is burning. fire. And right there, she was removing her hair, was cutting her hair, was shouting fire. Yeah, people were gathering. Then right there, she began to confess of how she had slept with her pastor at home, and she had destroyed the ministry. How she had locked the womb of her pastor. How she began to confess who she killed. She left her shoes behind and ran out. Ran away. I was sitting there saying, you know, what did I just hear? My host tell me, was asking, what happened? Can I explain? After a while, I traveled. One of the boys have always told me, Pastor, you are too this. Then we know pastor like you who are sleeping with girl. You to do this thing now. The boys will say, this girl that is coming, this girl like you, to follow this girl. By the time I came back from that trip, the same girl had been with him throughout the holiday. The boy began to cough from that season till today he has not recovered. After a while, a major revival broke out on campus. I mean, on fire. A lecturer had joined the move. Fire everywhere. Things were happening. In fact, before that time, we went to evangelize somewhere. And I told the brothers with me, we evangelize boys hostel, let's evangelize sisters hostel. That was how we were doing. Call it hostel. Okay? Then one of the brothers said, no, there's this hostel I want to get. I said, don't go there. Follow me. I'm your leader. He said, no. Pastor, please, sir. I just perceive that there are souls there. I must win. I said, go and win the soul. Give me the names. When he came back, as we're putting the names together of the souls, as I was checking the name, I saw the name of the sister and son name. I said, give me that list. Sister, so you be the one to follow up these people. You follow me. Okay? Because I saw that he had preached to that girl. No problem. The sister will follow up. After a while, we stopped seeing that brother in the fellowship. Week 1, week 2, week 3, what's going on? So I went to his house, past 9 to 10. I knock. I mean, this is my fellow brother. He asked who is there. Maybe I wanted to give me a surprise. I didn't talk. As he opened the door, he was on boxers. No shirt. I looked over his shoulder, seated on the bed, was that same girl. I said, I mean, I can't pretend. Even to save my life, I can't. Was she? What, is that not so? He said, yes. He said, yes. What's she doing there? He said, she has accommodation problem. I said, listen, accommodation problem. Don't worry. I will call sister so-and-so now. She will come and pick her here. Accommodation and feeding will be sorted. He said, no. I said, you can't be here staying with a sister. What's going on? This. Why am I even overbearing? Is it because he's in the fellowship? Why do I think I have right over him? Began to shout. So I said, listen. Let me ask you a question. Between this sister and the fellowship, pick one. He said, if it's because I want to win this soul, I go with the sister. I should never have asked him that question. Because really, he went with her and never returned back to ministry. Another move broke out. Fire everywhere. Campus. Holy Ghost was moving. A lecturer joined the move. When he walked, people are falling under anointing. The man, ministered, promised us to buy us sound equipment. I sent leaders to his house. Help me go and, because we're not seeing for 2 weeks, help me give this amper and tell him that from the fellowship, that make sure you give us the equipment you want to give us. As they got to his house, they met him on Towel, where they were talking to him. The sister came out of the room. The same sister, also on Towel. Listen to what I'm saying. If there's anyone that has been sent to assassinate the purpose of God in your life, the God who made the heavens and the earth will deliver you from them. Yeah. Listen, I don't have time, but I will have told you. The story still did not end there. The sister ran through the campus like the tail of a scorpion, stinging anywhere she saw grace. The man before you will never have been standing here but for intercession. This year, pick somebody as a prayer project. I may not have what it takes to give you money. I may not be able to buy you suit, but I will pray for you with my life. A woman of God went to meet Barbilla. He said to him, "Who is praying for you?" He said, "Well, I have prayer warriors." He said, "No. Who is praying for you?" He said, "No. Hi. For the past so and so years, I've adopted you as a prayer project." And he was shocked because he had never spoken to him before. Who is praying for you? And who are you praying for? The woman said she told God that instead of this man falling, take me home. Do you know what that means? That I will pray so much. If it makes a day for him to fall, go and read the story of Charles Giffin and Father Nash. The moment that man, Father Nash, with the intent of prayer, the moment he died, Finney packed up the load of evangelistic ministry and went back to pastoring. Because you understand what is powering things behind the scene. That if I go on my knees and praying for people, angels are deep. Do you know how powerful it is? And that's why the devil fights prayer. Even for your own children, if care is not taken. Even for your own families, if care is not taken. Pray this year like no man's business. You have been struggling with fasting. Fasting begins on Thursday, 11th of. Are you excited? 11th of January. And we go on for the next 21 days. Let me give a way out. Struggling with fasting totally. Go dry. Start with 3 days. Take fruit. Many of you, the sediment of the weight of the flesh, 6 to 6 will not cure it. You need to go dry. 6-7 hours. Even at work. What are you doing? You are keeping your spirit man on fire. Setting it ablaze. This is how our discernment is sharpened. Talk more to God than you talk to men. So you'll not be a talkative. Talk more to God. Build muscles in the place of prayer stretch. Build muscles. Say, "Apostle, I've never prayed for 30 minutes." Well, no problem. No problem. No problem. Go and get worship instrumental. Start from that 30 minutes. Then build from there. 35 minutes. 40 minutes. You will notice that there are decisions you have been making. It is because you are not praying. When we pray, scales fall off. Scales. You can't go through this year doing trial and error. Pray and break through in the place of prayer till you know precisely what to do and what not to do. You must pray through. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? You must what? Pray through. Pray till prayer knows somebody's praying. You see, if I talk calmly, just talk calmly, people have come to our ministry and say, "Who is your PR?" Prayer. Who is handling your social media? Upgrade their salary. I think that's the most frequent. That means I should pray more. Prayer. Where are all these people coming from? It's the wind of the spirit. As we
speak, it spread as a wave of healing to the ends of the earth. Let the angels carry it about. Spread it to those who need to see it.
And when people see it, even Muslims are caught to their heart. Now, why can't I stop? It is something called an akazu, compelling power. It compels. You must do beyond what you did last year. You can't be begging anybody. Beg God. Talk to God. Let God talk to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? This year, strategies will fail. Embrace prayer. Is that okay now? Embrace what?
Prayer.
As I'm talking now, there's fire burning in my heart. Let me tell you the way out. Don't eat till 6 p.m. Then do 2 hours when you get up. You have started. You will notice that tomorrow, the energy to fast
will come. No, he said, I want to fast. Go and load yourself with eba, apu, and everything. See, 10 o'clock will look like 4 p.m. You now have ulcer. You know, you've not had ulcer since this year started.
Amen. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord.
Can I release us for another 2 minutes to just raise incense of prayer? If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, don't worry. Pray in understanding. From Tuesday, we'll begin to have impartation after every service to pray for those who want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Pray. You can stand, you can be on your seat, whichever way. Pray. Then make sure that you are building yourselves on your most holy faith. Charge, 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 charge. Charge, charge.
Adua keo mena shadua keo Adua choko kadu pepeli chujao Adua choko kadu pepeli chuja Chadua keo mena chadua keo Chadua keo mena shadua keo Adua choko, kadu pepeli, chuchao. Adua choko, kadu pepeli, chuja.
You have 2 more minutes.
Chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Adua choko, kadu pepeli, chuchao. Adua choko, kadu pepeli, chuja. Chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Adua choko, kadu pepeli, chuja. Adua choko, kadu pepeli.
Amen. Be seated. Let's raise that prophetic sound. Favor is coming. There are certain things. See, you may have things to celebrate, but you will not know it could have been much more if you pray. If only there's a man that can bend his knees in prayer. I want us to do something prophetic. I'm done. We'll raise that sound. Favor is coming. It's coming like a flood. The rain of favor. SLC has broken through.
Rain is falling.
It's falling like a cloud.
It's falling like a flood.
Oh yes.
Spell of light has broken through.
Say it loud and clear. The
rain is falling. Is the rain of favor. Rain is falling. Oh.
Is falling. It's the rain of favor, the rain of power, the rain of help, the rain of mercy. It's falling like a flood. Sphere of light, we have broken through. The rain is falling. The rain is falling. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the God of David. Stitching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight.
Blessed be the God of David. Stitching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight.
Amen. Thank you, Father. you carry the fire of God throughout this year. And it will burn. It will burn. It will burn. Amen. Please be seated. Be seated. I can see, I'm not one who like to talk about many things, but I can tell you encounters through prayer. Through prayer. One time, I prayed. The Muslim girl living above my room upstairs broke out from her sleep with tears in prayer. Yeah! The security men of that environment gathered one night and said, I must back out. Say, why are you always praying like this? How can we not pray? If you come from places where people don't really rise like myself, you know you have to pray. You have to pray and you can't copy people. Some are coming from places where they have inheritances. Don't copy people. Pray through. We are starting prayer watches. Serious prayer watches as a church. Every time, come on, mix it up. Rako pakatai. Plug it in your ears. Kato kapatai. Let them take a bite. You do it for like 31 days. You notice prayer becomes default. Not trying to pray, it is a flow. Never you say, I struggle with prayer. You don't. It's the very air we breathe. It's the very, we stand no chance without it. You can't, you are not struggling. You just need somebody to hold your hand. Is that clear? You're not struggling.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.